WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after 7. It's 74 degrees at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Tradition Mobile One Oil and Lube, your full-service oil and lube shop on Villa Maria at 2818 next to Rally Car Wash, or at East William J. Bryan next to the main post office. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. The first regularly scheduled Bryan School Board meeting with an interim superintendent is this evening.
At the end of the agenda, the board could officially decide the terms of Tim Roeke's agreement and or decide the path for selecting the next permanent superintendent. As Bryan ISD prepares for realignment, creating 5th and 6th grade intermediate schools by making elementaries K through 4 and middle school 7th and 8th grade buildings, the board scheduled to name campus principals for next year and possibly change the names of school buildings. Not on the agenda is how to fill a board vacancy following last month's sudden resignation of John Street. Three people indicated an interest in serving the term that ends in November of next year. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
While we're in our second full month of the new school year, there is a new school speed zone in College Station. The city council at its last meeting approved slowing down on George Bush to 30 miles per hour in front of what is now called Campus View High School.
Early this summer, we received a call from several parents and the school district about requesting a school zone along George Bush with the opening of the new high school there. We immediately contacted TxDOT so they could do a speed study and determine where a school zone could be implemented, what the speed limit of that school zone could be, and upon getting that information, put forward this ordinance to establish a school zone along George Bush Drive.
Traffic engineer Troy Rother says there will be a flashing beacon for motorists leaving the A&M campus on Bazell that they are entering a school zone. The idea of teaching Texas children how to interact with police is gaining momentum at the state capitol.
The hope is that teaching ninth graders how to best deal with police would lead to an overall reduction in altercations.
The fact that we have to teach kids in school how you should act or put it in the driver's exam, maybe that's a comment on our culture.
Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick says he's willing to support lawmakers' efforts.
I'm working with Senator Whitmire and Senator West, who want a proposal to put in the TEKS in our schools and put in our driving program.
Round Rock teacher Monica Huff Dixon has had success inviting police to class.
Once they realize that he had a family, that he may have grown up in the neighborhood, they start to lighten up a little bit.
In Austin, Chris Fox, TSN News.
The College Station City Council is far from making a decision on how to pay for new and improved streets.
The CAC identified $120 million in immediate needs. The city was able to fund $50 million of that over 5 years. Already we have a $70 million deficit. We've identified $290 million in construction that has to take place so we don't end up looking like Austin and behaving like Austin.
City Manager Kelly Templin's call for action came at the end of a nearly hour-long discussion at the last council meeting about a proposed transportation impact fee.
I appreciate you having this very sobering conversation about how we're not going to become a dysfunctional city because our citizens have asked us to address this. So this may not be the way to do it, but there must be a way to do it. So if not this, it will be another very difficult decision for the council to make. There will be no easy decisions in this regard.
The council will hold a public hearing next month on transportation impact fees after passing water and wastewater impact fees during the summer. WTAW News Time is 9 minutes after 7. It's 74 degrees. The text line is open at 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by Tradition Mobile One Oil and Lube. More news at 7:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Maintaining your vehicle is not only important, but required. Hi, I'm Gabriel Garcia from Traditions Mobile One Oil and Lube, and I want to remind you that your registration will now serve as a combined proof for inspection and registration, but you will still need to have your vehicle inspected. We can do that for you at Traditions Mobile One Oil and Lube on Villa Maria at 2818 next to Rally Car Wash, or visit our other location at East William Joe Bryan Parkway next to the main post office. Like us on Facebook for weekly promotions.
I'm Mary Kay Moore, candidate for Mayor of Bryan. I don't have colorful signs, but I do have enthusiastic supporters and the interest of all of Bryan's citizens at heart. My campaign will be outspent, but nothing can beat my 22 years of municipal government experience, my training as a certified public accountant, or my skills as a mediator. It is time to bring the factions in Bryan together to serve all of Bryan's citizens, to work for development while enhancing what we already have. I am proud to ask for your vote. to keep Bryan strong and would appreciate your support.
Proven knowledge, proven leadership, proven experience, proven community commitment. Vote Mary Kay Moore as your next qualified mayor for the city of Bryan. Political ad paid for by Mary Kay for Mayor campaign. Patrick Moore, treasurer.
Howdy, Ags. I'm Robert Collins with Texas Country Catering. We would love to help you make your next banquet or family party a huge success. We take great care to make sure your guests enjoy our family-made from scratch home cooking and our great service. Let us know if we can help you the next time you need a catering service. Call my daughter Michelle or me at 979-218-3628. That's 979-218-3628. Thanks, and gig 'em.
Save the date and join Hospice Brazos Valley on Saturday, February 18th for Hospice Happenings 2017. Fabulous Vegas Nights. Relive the 1960s Vegas while dining and dancing to music performed by the Texas Unlimited Band. Let luck be a lady at the casino gaming tables and silent auction. Enjoy an evening of fun at Brazos County Expo and support Hospice Brazos Valley's mission of providing quality end-of-life care to our community. For more information, visit hospicebrazosvalley.org. Fabulous Vegas Nights. Be there or bust.
Good morning. It's 7:12. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you this morning by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley's leaders for more than 30 years. They also do polyurethane concrete raising. More information, go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
Another warm stretch of weather in the forecast this week with record highs likely to be set at least a couple of days this week. High pressure over the eastern United States is what's driving all the warm weather, along with low pressure in the west. Sunshine today, we're 90 to 95. Tonight, clear. Clouds will arrive late, 70 to 75. Turning sunny and warm tomorrow, 90 to 95. Sunny on Wednesday, there's the chance of a late-day storm, 90. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, I've got a look at how things turned out in high school football. Also, we'll take a look at the Aggie soccer team's loss to Ole Miss, as well as the volleyball team's loss to Florida. In the NFL, Dallas Cowboys are 5-1 after a win over the Packers, while Nick Novak's overtime field goal took the Texans to a win over the Colts. And the National League Championship Series is tied up at 1-1 after the Dodgers blanked the Cubs. All the details are coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Yeah, your audio cut from the Houston Texans game where Mark Vandermeer says, "Houston, we have a quarterback."
Yeah.
I think that's a little premature.
I wouldn't give the credit to Brock Osweiler on that one.
And what he's got, like, what, a $70 million contract? Is that right?
72? Yeah, 72.
Okay, sure.
That first half was just dirty.
Well, I can't imagine. I mean, it's Indianapolis, first of all.
Yeah.
They really pretty much had the game under control, and then somehow they decided, what the heck, we'll just sit back and enjoy it.
I mean, as usual, the Texans' defense is good, you know? I mean, even without J.J., they're good, but that's, you know, that's what happens when you have a good defense, I guess.
Well, don't rest on your laurels thinking that you're really that good. So, So we're going to have ourselves a new school zone. Is that what we're thinking there on Bush Drive?
Yep.
Well, that's a good thing.
Uh-huh.
No, I didn't mean that.
I know.
Yeah,
well,
and that
was, you know, the part of the story where there will be a warning beacon.
Yeah.
I love that.
Uh-huh.
For people coming from campus, because that's where I think it's really going to be interesting, is you're exiting onto George Bush in the middle of that school zone.
Yes, you are, because, you know, you're trying to beat that yellow.
Oh, yeah.
Or you're trying to run that light that just got red, so you could get nailed for that, and then you put your foot in it, and you're going about 40. You have not lived until you've gotten a ticket into school zone, because rightfully so.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you pay for that in big dollars.
And the best is after November 9th when you're texting while you're speeding.
Oh, listen to you. That's the trifecta.
Oh,
you run the red light, you're texting, and you're speeding.
In a school zone.
Yeah.
Talk about cha-ching there.
Yeah, just call the wrecker, okay? All right, I can't afford this. Anyway, so we'll see. And I don't know enough about the College View campus to know what, you know, obviously.
It looks beautiful.
Yeah.
I will say that.
Well,
it looks
of course,
great.
That's been a school forever. I mean, that's because that's where the first real school was in the College Station school district at that time. And, you know, for a while it was a junior high, and the elementary school was right there. The next where the Barbara Bush Center is. That was where the schools were in College Station. So,
right.
I mean, I guess back in that day there was There was probably a school zone situation, mm-hmm. and but the traffic volume that you're talking about right there, it is almost, I hate to use the term speed trap, but it's almost like a speed trap.
Yeah.
You know, as people come over the hill, for instance, or the rise there as you're down toward Lee and down toward Welborn Road, you know, you come over there and all of a sudden, boom, it drops down to whatever it's going to be, 30
or less. And at the same time, you know, because of the traffic volume, it's hard to get your speed up in that area.
It is.
Because there is so much traffic. So I think if people are just kind of, you know, aware.
I'm guessing the saving grace is that no students, of course, it's a high school, so I guess there'll be a minimal number who would be afoot, but none of them need to be crossing George Bush. There's
Correct.
None of them that will need to be going over there, so everything will be back on the other side of campus. But something else, you know, one more thing to be aware of, if those kiddos are driving too, that's going to make traffic there even worse.
I will say there's a lot of foot traffic and bicyclists in that area from Texas A&M students.
Yeah, that's true. Now, there's a light right there on Timber mm-hmm. at George Bush, but there's not one on Hollick, which is the next street up. And that's where parking areas are as well.
Right.
So, you know, when that school gets out, because we don't have any bottlenecks in traffic here, which is good. So, yeah. But that's the other thing. And we're not going to necessarily talk about it today, but obviously College Station City Council is discussing traffic impact fees. And
right.
we need to talk about that and will as a more appropriate time comes along. But the council struggling with that now. I only mention that because when College Station residents finally understand it's their last opportunity to go and rail in front of their city council, understand that here we are in the middle of October and the council's already talking about it publicly.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I know they've been talking about it privately, and we've been talking about it on here for over 2 years, but the reality of some sort of a traffic impact fee seems to be what's going on in College Station.
Yeah.
My problem is when you put that on top of taxes and other rate increases, and then you've got a
and
school district, right?
Fees,
exactly.
Yep.
Then you have a school district that's going to probably be looking at another bond. Oh yeah, put a little more in there. Let me carry a little more on my
where's
way.
Where's that? Where's that cha-ching sound?
Yeah,
there?
I know, exactly. I know. And I guess I probably this is not the time to be talking about senior citizens having their property taxes frozen right now.
Okay, nope.
Never mind. All right, listener with a pretty interesting idea. After we finished our discussion this morning. They thought that Las Vegas was the perfect place to have this third presidential debate.
Oh.
And what they suggested is that when you walk into the voting booth, just for the presidential race, it'd be fine, that instead of having a voting machine, you've got a slot machine. And you pull the handle, and it casts the ballot, and that way you have no blame whatsoever for how it turns out.
Yeah.
Okay, because we always talk about the government that you deserve, but if you got the slot machine doing it, I mean,
it's not your fault.
Hey, I didn't do this. Yeah, I'm just having
like
to live with it. I do too. I think it's an interesting concept. The other thing I thought about is that having could there be a more appropriate presidential race than this one to have a debate in Las Vegas?
That's what I was thinking. Exactly what I was thinking.
I don't know. I'm just wishing that they had the Bellagio dancing fountains as they introduce them, you know, as they come out or something like that.
If they did the slot machine thing, at least then Gary Johnson would have a 33% chance of winning. Yeah.
Yeah, well, if you put him in there as often, that could be. But I'm just thinking Vegas could come up with such an introduction for these candidates. When they debate on the 19th, think about what they could do. If you gave those to the producers, to Cirque du Soleil, and let them come up with something.
Trump would obviously have showgirls.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I don't think there's any doubt.
No.
And well, you know where that could lead. And,
right.
But then the Hillary, there's no telling. But here's my thought. Then I took it to, well, should we have permanent locations for the debates? and like one of them should be obviously Las Vegas. And I got the second one, but I can't come up with a third one. The second place for a permanent home for the debate should be Branson.
Oh,
okay.
Right.
You got seniors there, seniors vote. I mean, you got a high percentage of interest among those people there. I don't know if they, like, maybe they should spend a week in Branson, you know, at the Ray Stevens Theater or something like that.
If you're going to do Las Vegas and Branson, you might as well make the third one Atlantic City.
Well,
you know?
It could be that. I'm not sure exactly what that would need to be, but I would think those kind of semi-permanent homes, if that's where our political races are headed. Hello?
Siegfried Roy 2016.
Hello.
Yeah, didn't they have a prize fight about 100 years ago on an island or sandbar in the Rio Grande? They could have it there.
That'd be a good one.
Yeah. Yeah.
We would care about that. Anyway, that's just I haven't completely formed that, but I'm thinking Branson and Las Vegas would be two pretty good places.
Yeah, yeah, good start on that plan.
Considering
it's always a gamble.
What we've got. No, you always end up losing. That's it. I mean, it's just like Las Vegas.
The house wins. Yeah.
Yeah, eventually you do lose. So. Anyway,
in this case, it's the White House. Yeah.
Well, and that's the reason. I mean, I've got story after story here. This week. Psychologists have tips for dealing with this election.
Oh.
I mean, really? We may get to that later. I'm not ready to start the show talking about that.
It's that bad, though. You know.
Well, I understand, but still. All right. Here's the headline: Hospital removes patient's kidney by accident. Okay, first of all, the hospital didn't
Where's
do it.
Where's that cha-ching sound effect again,
no
right?
Kidding.
Lawsuit
yeah.
coming out of that one.
Hello?
Good morning. We have Hillary with her bark and Trump with his hair, so Las Vegas needs to have a dog and pony show.
Oh, all right.
I like it.
I love that.
That's good. Sorry I didn't have that ready for you. No, that's good. Yeah, so you're right. They may name the wing of the hospital after this person. A surgeon removed a kidney from the wrong patient in what a Massachusetts hospital is calling, quote, a deeply unfortunate situation.
Really?
In the biggest understatement of the year.
I'm thinking so. Published reports from the Worcester Telegram say two patients with the same name had CT scans done in June. One of the scans showed a large tumor on the patient's kidney. Unfortunately, the CT scan was assigned to the wrong patient.
Oh.
Patient had surgery at St. Vincent Hospital. Man, there are a lot of fingers being pointed here in all different directions.
It was the hospital's fault.
So not only from the very beginning, the CT scans were displayed. So he's been thinking he has a tumor on his kidney this whole time?
Well, now that's another thing. Yeah, you're exactly right.
And then the other guy thinks he's fine?
The patient had surgery at St. Vincent Hospital in July during the operation. The surgeon found there was no tumor on the patient's kidney. Unfortunately, making that discovery only
after? Oh, no.
I forgot to look on the backside of the kidney.
Before I took it out.
Okay, that's one more thing to put in doctor school.
Well, and it's not like they were planning on harvesting the kidney.
No.
Because it was had a tumor on it.
That's
so
right.
They probably just snipped it and chunked it in the trash can.
You know, it's like I always say, you know what they call an A student for medical school?
Yeah.
Doctor. You know what they call a C student?
Doctor. Yeah. The hospital blamed the mistake on an outside physician. Oh, let's keep going.
Oh, yeah.
Man, let's keep going.
When do they blame the patient?
Yeah,
you know, when's that coming?
No, you're right. We're not there yet. But a report faulted St. Vincent, imagine that, for not verifying the patient's identity through the birth date or some other identifying feature prior to the surgery.
People have the same names all the time.
Yeah. We don't know what the names are here, but it doesn't matter. It really doesn't matter.
It doesn't make it okay.
That little thing like birth date probably helps.
Yeah.
It might, maybe have that MRI report stapled to the sheet
number.
On their bed. Yeah, patient number. I hate to think that we're having to come up with ways for this to not happen again.
Well, and now they're calling the other John Smith. Hey, you actually do need surgery.
You have
a tumor on your kidney.
I confused you with the other one, and, you know, you need to come on in here. So thank you, Mr. Brown.
Funny
we appreciate
thing.
That. Yeah, we thought. Well, and again, what's the surgeon think when he goes rut-row, you know, when he turns the kidney over and there's no kidney?
Well,
that,
he has another one.
That's right. Well, they put a new one in him, by the way. That part's okay. It says he was later given a replacement. I don't know what the timeline was.
Oh.
Hey, we'll get back to you when we got one your size, okay?
Oh, gosh. We're all going to look back on this and laugh, I promise.
Yeah, you know it. Okay, so forget billboards. Forget billboards. Drivers now have ads buzzing a few feet above their windshields. Drivers stuck in traffic in Mexico City. Okay, it's starting there, but not saying it won't go someplace else.
Mm-hmm.
Drivers stuck in traffic in Mexico City lately have found themselves being buzzed by a fleet of sign-toting drones. Some signs reading, driving by yourself? This is why you never see the volcanoes, which is a reference to the smog that often hovers over the city.
trying to encourage carpooling.
Yeah, they're Mexico City's in a bowl, and so, you know, stuff just kind of falls down in there, and you can't, so the air is bad, and you can't see the peaks on either side. But the idea of them putting drones in traffic is really not good.
No, it's not. Really. No. Not at all.
Because, after all, you're too busy yourself ignoring the traffic around
right,
you.
Right, and just because you're in traffic doesn't mean you're at a complete stop.
No.
All the time.
And the thing is, you're too busy being distracted. You don't need somebody else distracting you
right,
as well.
Right, you've got a phone. Yeah, you've already got the radio. You've got your frappe.
Yeah, you've figured out how you want to be distracted. You don't need them doing that. By the way, how's that pumpkin latte doing for you this week? It's going to be 95 degrees. Go ahead and do that pumpkin spice thing. That'll be just
great.
That'll
be refreshing.
Yeah, you know it.
I got sunburnt this weekend at Wienerfest.
Me too. That happens to me every day.
I mean, I was sweating.
Yeah, it was.
Sweating.
Yesterday, if you went out, it was, it's fun because it's Wiener Dogs. But at some point when the sun is pounding down on you at 4 in the afternoon, you're 3 in the afternoon or 2 in the afternoon, you're just going, I don't know. And, with no football game, there were a lot of people just kind of cruising around. For that, the weather was great if you were just kind of cruising around wanting to do something. And again, as you've heard, we have a little bit of a conflict as far as our weather forecast is concerned. We're not exactly sure which is right. Rob saying maybe record high temperatures.
Not believing it.
Yeah, 95, 96, something like that. We, on the other hand, would be much happier if we just got to 91. So we'll see. And again, we'll look at the weather in just a minute. But we're hopeful that this time Rob may be a little bit off.
Howdy, this is Pat Sefcik. It's been over 40 years since my dad Leon opened for business. The year was 1972, gas was 55 cents a gallon, and Richard Nixon was in office. For over 44 years, Sefcik's has been providing the BCS with full-service car repair. In appreciation of our loyal customers, we are going back to old-fashioned full service for free. Just pull up to any of our pumps, and we'll pump your fuel, check under the hood, and air up your tires.
Family-owned and operated Sefcik's Service Center, down from the post office in College Station.
Good morning, it's 7:27. Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast roof system, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com. Well, we're saying about, we're going to do this one instead of Rob's forecast. 91 for a high temperature today and tomorrow. We'll be down below 90 on Wednesday. By Thursday, our high is only going to be about 79, and by Friday, about 76. And in fact, our lows on Thursday and Friday night in the 50s. Friday night's low calling for 51 right now. So that will be welcome. Right now, winds out of the south at 8, 97% relative humidity, mostly cloudy skies. We've got 74.
I'm Councilman James Benham.
I'm Councilwoman Julie Merrifield Schultz.
I'm Mayor Nancy Berry, and
we are voting for Jeremy Osborne.
We know what it takes to be on the council, and we trust Jeremy to keep our economy strong, improve transportation, and ensure that College Station's future is bright. We need business owners like Jeremy who have lived here for years, created jobs, met a payroll, and managed large budgets. Vote Jeremy Osborne for College Station Council, Place 3.
Political ad paid for by the Jeremy Osborne Campaign. Larry Hodges, Treasurer.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Okay, on August 30th, Hillary Clinton was required to answer more questions, this time under oath. A federal judge ordered her to answer written questions about the homebrew server she set up in her Chappaqua estate to avoid scrutiny. She was asked 25 questions by Judicial Watch. She and her legal team objected to 18 of them. She also filed objections about the whole process that required her to answer questions in the first place. She's above that, don't you know? Well, of the questions that she did answer, at least 21 times she said, "I don't recall," or some variation of it. She didn't recall consulting with anybody before using a private system. She didn't recall sending memos under her name. She didn't recall being advised that using a private email account was directly in conflict with federal rules. It was, according to Hillary, for purposes of convenience. For the Clintons, obeying the law is always too inconvenient, it seems. And there was the biggie. Hillary didn't recall giving the order to have emails in her private server destroyed. She just didn't recall that. We're supposed to believe that somebody else with more authority than Hillary ordered those emails destroyed on her server at her house. Even if we give her the benefit of the doubt, we still have an unresolved question. What is the reason for her failing memory? What's the root cause? Was it the concussion she suffered dodging sniper fire? Is she suffering from dementia?
I mean, look, folks, the public has a right to know, do we not?
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Investments in securities involves the risk of loss. The following is a far too common tale of investing in annuities. A successful couple invested a large portion of their savings in annuities, thinking they were a safe way to guarantee a dependable income stream no matter what the market did. But it didn't take long for them to regret their decision. They were locked into low returns, faced potential tax consequences, and that they couldn't get out of their annuities without paying huge penalties. They were stuck, and so was their money. Suddenly, their retirement hopes and dreams were in danger. But it didn't have to happen to them, and it doesn't have to happen to you. You can avoid the annuity trap. Here's one way. Get the free report, Annuity Insights, your guide to better understanding annuities, by calling 1-800-375-9991. Written by Forbes columnist and money manager Ken Fisher's firm, this powerful report could help save you from major financial heartache, and it's offered today for free. If you have an annuity or are considering one, claim your free annuities guide today. Hurry, free copies are limited. Call now, 1-800-375-9991. 1-800-375-9991.
Howdy, this is Jason Bienski with BCR Realty. Real estate inventory is low, and we are now experiencing a seller's market. Now is the best time to sell your home, rentals, land, or commercial properties with an agent that has over 20 years of real estate experience and effectively marketing properties by getting you top dollar in the shortest period of time. For friendly hometown family service, please contact me, Jason Bienski, with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at aggielandrealestate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Bienski.
AMCO Insurance was recently named the Brazos Valley's best insurance agency by online voters. We are honored by this award and will work hard to continue providing peace of mind to residents of the Brazos Valley and all across Texas. AMCO's strength comes from our employees and the outstanding service they provide to our customers. If you need a quote on your home, auto, business, or life and health insurance, visit AMCO today at 1111 Briarcrest Drive in Bryan or call us at 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:32. It's 74 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Brazos County Bank. Customer relationships are what we do best. Deep roots, new ideas. Member FDIC and an equal housing lender. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. The College Station City Council is being told not to consider assessing an impact fee on new development to pay for new streets. Recommendations at the last council meeting included raising property taxes and or assess a transportation fee, as is done in Bryan. James Benham and Blanche Brick debated what share of providing new city services should be paid by the home or business owner.
The aggregate impact on a small house is over 6% with all the fees that have been proposed. On a single family starter, that's $130,000. You're looking at over a $5,000 impact on citizens. The essence of city government is shared sacrifice. That is the core essence
and
of what we
exactly
do as citizens.
That's exactly what is happening here, because the citizens are sharing. This is, we're talking about 15%. If that's not sharing, I believe that's 85% the citizens are sharing in subsidizing the cost of that growth. I see that as sharing.
The council was told estimated costs for new and improved streets to meet traffic demands during the next 10 years is $217 million. The College Station City Council granted at its last meeting a request from school officials and parents to start a 30-mile-an-hour speed zone on George Bush Drive in front of what is now called College View High School. Traffic engineer Troy Rother says this can be applied to future locations where there are multiple schools in close proximity to each other.
We react as quickly as we can as soon as we find out the information, and sometimes that information just can't be shared at a more opportune time for particular reasons.
Rother also said the city is working with the school district to reduce the number of vehicles stopped on city streets, particularly in older neighborhoods.
The older areas, the retrofits make it much more difficult, but we are working with the schools to provide more queuing on site and less queuing on the roadway, decel lanes to provide space for traffic to slow down and get out of the through lanes.
For motorists leaving the A&M campus on Bazelle, they will see a flashing beacon warning they are entering a school zone. Buildings, curriculum, and personnel issues await the Bryan School Board's first regularly scheduled meeting with an interim superintendent in charge.
Tonight's meeting starts with hearing how administrators will improve academics at underperforming Rutter High School and Branch Elementary, then taking action on those plans. The agenda also calls for naming next year's principals in light of realignment, where fifth and sixth grade intermediate schools are created by elementaries becoming kindergarten through fourth grade, and middle schools will be for 7th and 8th graders. Some building name changes are also possible on Monday. More pieces of the $132 million bond issue Bryan ISD voters approved 2 years ago will be considered. That includes additions and renovations at Rudder 2 months after the board cut $3.5 million from that campus. The board will also consider construction contracts at Sam Rayburn, Jane Long, and Mitchell, and a design contract for a new building to house the grounds department. The end of the agenda brings the possibility of finalizing Tim Roeke's contract as interim superintendent and how the board will proceed in the selection of a permanent replacement. The board is not scheduled to take up how to consider three people who are interested in filling the remaining year of former member John Street's term. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
The invitation has been made for your attendance for tomorrow's groundbreaking of a new City of Bryan building from Deputy Fire Marshal William Bouse.
Tuesday is our groundbreaking for the new Station 2. Yay. Tuesday, October 18th at 2 p.m. at 414 Lawrence Street, corner of Lawrence and Maloney. And the public is invited to attend.
The site is north of Villa Maria and west of Texas. The $6.3 million structure will replace the existing Station 2, located at Delwood and Cavett, that was built in 1967. 23 San Antonio police officers have been disciplined following Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump's visit to the Alamo City.
The officers were seen in a Donald Trump campaign video wearing the red Make America Great Again caps while on duty and in uniform. They were escorting the Republican candidate to and from a San Antonio fundraiser. Police Chief William McManus says 6 supervisors will receive written reprimands and 17 officers will receive written counseling. The officers will also undergo training that will focus on the importance of impartiality and fairness in performance of official duties. McManus adds the officers' actions are inconsistent with department principles. Ted Price, TSN News.
WTAW News Time is 7:37. It's 74 degrees. Be a part of the show. Text us at 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by Brazos County Bank. More news at 8 o'clock or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
At Brazos County Bank, we put our customers first. We are big believers in taking the time to get to know each and every one of our customers and their unique banking needs. Building relationships are what we do best. Whether you're in the market for a business or personal loan, let us be your lender and provide you with competitive rates and terms with a fast turnaround. I'm Scott Henniger, Vice President of Brazos County Bank, and I invite you to experience what relationship banking can do for you.
Brazos County Bank, a division of First National Bank of Huntsville, insured by the FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Enjoy time outside of the kitchen this weekend. Try the Saturday and Sunday brunch at Christopher's World Grill. Mouth-watering beef tenderloin, huevos enchiladas, or Christopher's famous fried chicken and waffles, along with the signature Bloody Marys and mimosas. Brunch at Christopher's World Grill, Saturday and Sundays from 11 to 2 p.m. Remember, Christopher's World Grill for bridal showers and bridal lunches. Reservations recommended but not required. 776-2181, voted best business lunch in the Brazos Valley.
Experts tell us that between 18 and 22 veterans kill themselves every day. We believe that even one is too many.
We started Project Healing Heroes because we understand firsthand the price of war on the veteran and their family.
My name is Dr. David Tharp, and I know how to combat PTSD.
I'm Dr. Daniel Williams, and I know how to combat PTSD.
It's time to get your life back. Log on to combatptsd.org to request a free one-day conference in your city.
Here's Pastor Paul from Life Church speaking about boundaries.
When something is valuable to us, we place a boundary around it. We put up fences, lock up our valuables, and as parents, we set guidelines for our children. If something is valuable, God places a boundary around it. The gospel says that you have value because the cross has made you valuable. When God says no, we learn to trust that He is always saying yes to something better.
Explore more about boundaries at Life Church, Sunday mornings at 10:20. Visit lifechurchonline.net.
Deals are cropping up at Normandy Tractor. That means up to $4,500 in rebates on Kubota tractors, RTVs, and mowers. And get lower prices and larger cash rebates, zero down financing, zero APR on the largest selection of farm and ranch equipment. Like the new Kubota L2501F 25 horsepower two-wheel drive tractor, 5-foot Land Pride shredder, 5-foot Land Pride box blade with teeth for $13,595, minus a $1,500 cash rebate and a $1,500 two implement rebate. Pay cash of $10,595. $5.95 and have it delivered today. Build your own package deal with the help of the Normandy Tractor team. And don't forget, Normandy Tractor has a large selection of trailers to bring your new tractor home. Vernon and the boys at Normandy Tractor ask, why buy used when you can buy new with payments as low as these? Normandy Tractor has financing to fit any budget. Experience the excellence of Kubota at the award-winning Normandy Tractor in Normandy, Texas, corner of Highway 39 and OSR, or online at normandytractor.com. Remember, nobody beats Normandy Tractor. Nobody.
Good morning. It's 7:40. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Action Sports, home of the new Can-Am Spyder and Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see yourself at Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East, or click on actionsportstx.com.
High pressure over the eastern United States keeps our weather unusually warm. In fact, we could see near record to record highs today. Partly to mostly sunny with a high of 90 to 95 this afternoon. The record's actually 92. Clear skies tonight. Some clouds arrive late, 70 to 75. Sunny tomorrow, likely to tie or set a new record tomorrow, 90 to 95. Partly to mostly sunny. Chance of an isolated storm Wednesday, a high of 90. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolin for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, I got a look at your high school football report. Meanwhile, the volleyball team fell to number 9 Florida, while the Aggie soccer team lost to Ole Miss this weekend. In the NFL, Dak Prescott led the Cowboys to a win over the Packers with an impressive performance. Meanwhile, the Texans eked out an overtime win against the Colts thanks to a game-winning field goal from Nick Novak. Not so much from Brock Osweiler's work, but I'm going to leave that audio clip in there for you, Scott.
Oh, good, so, great. Good.
All the details. Yeah. Are coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Wow, so Chelsea, I saw this story. I thought of you. This is just the greatest.
Whether you lean politically with the rebellion or have some Sith sympathies, there's now a way to hone your lightsaber skills. Ludosport, which launched competitive lightsaber training academies in Italy 10 years ago, has now expanded its reach to a city far, far away, San Francisco. The training lightsabers use light-emitting flexible polycarbonate instead of plasma, but they weigh, sound, and look like the standard Star Wars armament. You begin as a Padawan, learning offense, defense, and balance.
Hokey religions and ancient weapons are no match for a good blaster at your side, kid.
Ludosport also hosts lightsaber competitions, but as history has shown, don't challenge your father to a duel.
Where do I sign up?
I knew you would.
When I heard this, that's so Chelsea. Yeah. That is like her thing.
But again, as he said, they weigh and sound and feel just like a real lightsaber. There's no such thing as a lightsaber.
There's a real lightsaber? Real lightsaber. Oh, okay.
Oh, they're real now. Oh, okay.
Yeah. Just letting you know. All right. So we had this story from San Antonio is frightening. I mean, it really, that police officers, well, you got that?
I do. You want me to play it again? All right, here you go. Yeah. Oh, just kidding.
Okay. Donald Trump campaign video wearing the red Make America Great Again caps while on duty and in uniform. They were escorting the Republican candidate to and from a San Antonio fundraiser. Police Chief William McManus says 6 supervisors will receive written reprimands and 17 officers will receive written counseling. The officers will also undergo training that will focus on the importance of impartiality and fairness in performance of official duties. McManus adds the officers' actions are inconsistent with department principles.
Yeah.
Ted Price, TSN News.
To quote Jay Leno to Hugh Grant, what were you thinking?
Right?
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
You're going to put
duty,
on the,
exactly.
Gonna put the hat. But here's what I want to know.
I guarantee you, Trump, they were escorting him. So
yeah.
He's there. They're, he's just handing them these caps.
Great.
Hey.
Yeah, okay. Well, take
boys.
That.
It's all fun and games.
Yeah, exactly. But then they got stuck in a campaign video.
Yeah.
It's not like they were just some pictures got leaked on Twitter of these guys. I mean, they're in a campaign video for Trump.
I want to know, they're talking about what's going to happen to them. Now, 2 of them are going to go through written counseling. What does that mean? What is written counseling?
I'm not sure.
I mean, written reprimand I got. Written counseling, not so sure.
Doesn't make sense.
And then special training.
Yeah, okay.
To, hey, remember.
To not do things that
you're
aren't
supposed,
smart.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Written counseling. Going to remember that one and see. Okay, just in time for Halloween, let's talk about walking corpse syndrome.
Okay.
Yep. It's real and rare. It leaves sufferers feeling as though they're zombies. First discovered by a French neurologist named Jules Cotard back in 1880, the condition leaves patients with delusional beliefs ranging from having missing internal organs to being clinically dead.
Well, that one guy did have a missing kidney.
Well,
yeah,
he did.
That's true.
Yeah, it wasn't his fault. It was okay when he got to the hospital. One of the earliest known sufferers of the condition was a female patient who complained that she was missing several parts of her body, including her brain and stomach.
Okay.
Okay.
How are you going to eat the flesh of the living if
you don't
have a stomach?
I'm not sure.
This is all very convenient considering The Walking Dead comes back this Sunday.
That's right. In a current case of walking corpse syndrome, a man named Graham has for 9 years lived with the belief that he no longer has a brain or a head. Well, how does Graham function in society then?
Yeah.
Is there a can we know that? Hey, Graham, how you doing? I don't know. I don't have a head or a brain. Okay,
well,
cool.
How are you talking to
Hello.
Us, Graham?
You know, if the cops from the Trump video, if that would have been posted to WikiLeaks, the media would totally ignore it.
Well, yeah. Yeah,
that's
they probably would.
True, yeah.
I heard somebody on the news, I don't know what the show was. I was walking through, the TV was on in the kitchen, so I don't know. But they said, I think at least 75% of the media is Democrat. And that's what they said. I went, wow.
Yeah. The other 25% is radio.
Yeah, exactly. So I don't know. That's odd. Anyhow, so we got this walking, this dead syndrome thing.
Yeah.
Graham says he quit smoking or engaging in any kind of social activities because of being, quote, dead. He didn't think that there was any point after that because he was...
Because he's dead.
Dead. Just saying.
And you thought you were having a bad day.
Hey, no kidding. You just thought it's Monday. Well, you know, he's dealing with that all the time. So you know who Cole Needham is? You know who Cole Needham
no,
is?
No, I
right.
do not.
Sounds familiar.
Is he alive?
Yes. Cole Needham is a guy who was he's working for Hewlett-Packard. And in 1990, he's a British guy. In 1990, he decided to start the Internet Movie Database.
Okay.
Oh. IMDb. So, I mean, which... I don't know if you use it or not. But,
every day.
Okay, and that's what I mean. A lot of people do, and that's the reason that Amazon bought it back in, I don't know, 5 or 6 years ago. But the deal is that Needham still runs it. That's part of his thing.
Okay.
And he made about $40 million off of it, and he has put together his top 10 films. The guy who runs Internet Database. Now, I don't know how old he is. I think 50. Okay,
right.
So that probably has something to do with it, but we'll do 8 because we don't do 10.
Mm-hmm.
This is a guy who runs IMDb and used to own it, but he runs it. Number 8 is Pulp Fiction. Pulp Fiction.
It's a good one.
Seen it, Chelsea?
Yeah. No.
Okay.
I know exactly. I know like quotes and lines.
Okay. Yeah.
And everything,
exactly. Okay.
But never actually watched.
Number
it.
7, strangely enough, is 7, which is a pretty tense movie. It's a pretty tense
yeah.
movie.
It is.
Number
it's
6.
Good too.
Yeah, it is. Number 6 is Aliens.
Okay.
Aliens,
all
okay.
Right.
Number 5, Bringing Up Baby.
Never
from 1938.
It.
It's from 1938
wow.
with Cary Grant and Katharine Hepburn.
Okay.
Mm. Kind of a classic thing.
Yep.
And actually, most of these are older films
mm-hmm.
with one exception. Number 4 is Double Indemnity from 1944, which is a really good movie. If you ever get a chance to see it, it's a good noir movie. Number 3 is North by Northwest. That's where they run around on the on Mount Rushmore. And they're like hanging
yes,
off of
right.
George Washington's
nose. Oh, I thought we were talking
nose.
About Kim Kardashian's
yeah.
daughter.
Oh.
Northwest. That was the
okay.
one where the plane chases.
I was like, how did I miss
no,
that
no,
one?
No, that's okay. The age differential does show up every once in a while. That one pretty marked. But yeah, that's exactly right. So North by Northwest, that's an Alfred Hitchcock movie from, I don't know, 1959 or so.
With the iconic plane scene where
that's the one he gets
guy.
Chased in the cornfield. Yeah. Cary Grant, that's right. Number 2, Inception. Now, that was from 2010.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, I did see that
okay,
one.
Okay, I love mm-hmm. a twist ending in the middle. I'm a real big fan of Christopher Nolan, so that's Inception. And number 1, which is an odd movie. I don't know. It's Vertigo, 1958. That's another Alfred Hitchcock. So the guy liked Hitchcock. There's no doubt about that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But he said, I fell in love with Kim Novak's character, and it is. It's a little bit odd, a little psychological. But anyway, that's what the guy from Internet Movie Database does. I'll have this printed up for you on a piece of paper, Chelsea, so you'll have it, and you can post it somewhere.
Awesome.
And say, okay, these are the movies I need to see
yeah.
so
okay.
that I can talk to old
Check
people.
Check them off
All
the
right,
list.
There we go.
This is former Mayor of Bryan, Ron Blatchley. I understand what it takes to lead our city, and I wholeheartedly endorse Andrew Nelson to be our next mayor. Andrew will end the fighting at City Hall and unite our community and council to keep Bryan moving forward. As a small business owner, Andrew has met a payroll, he's created jobs, and dealt with complex budgets. Join me in voting Andrew Nelson as our next mayor of Bryan.
Political ad paid for by the Andrew Nelson Campaign, Kenny Lawson, Treasurer. Hi, I'm Carl Walthall from Superior Air Repair. At Superior, we have a great new deal on qualifying Trane heating and cooling systems. For a limited time, you can get a trade-in allowance up to $2,000 or get special financing for 5 years. Your choice. Find us online for details at SuperiorAirRepair.com. And remember, it's hard to stop a Trane. I'm Carl Walthall, and you can count on my company because you can count on me.
Subject to credit approval, see Superior or visit Trane.com for complete program eligibility dates, details, and restrictions.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Childs Dermatology. The Betalift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Childs Dermatology, you can buy 6 Betalift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
There's a lot of marriage advice out there, but some of the best I've heard comes from people who have lived it. Who knows the secrets to a happy marriage better than couples who have been together 40, 50, even 60 years? And that's why I asked one of my colleagues to survey a group of these couples and learn their secrets to a happy marriage. Here are 5 key things that they shared. First, don't keep secrets. Be open and honest. Sharing the deeper parts of your heart with one another is crucial to building intimacy. Second, don't hold grudges. Learn to forgive. Grudges lead to bitterness, and that's when couples start pulling away from each other and looking for the exit door. Third, address your conflicts and work through them. Don't dwell on your disagreements. Put your past behind you and focus on the positive parts of your marriage. Fourth, understand that your love will change over the years because you change. You can only create a happy marriage if you stay committed to each other across the seasons of life. And finally, support your spouse in their interests. Do things together. Learn what activities your spouse is passionate about and join in on the fun. The secrets to a happy marriage aren't really secrets at all. It's the same advice you've probably heard for years. A happy and fulfilling marriage results from a husband and wife being willing to jump in and do the work. To help your marriage thrive, visit FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
Does your water stain and damage your fixtures? Does it smell or taste bad? Are you worried about what's in your water? Water quality should not be painful and worrisome. Get HydroCare Water Systems from Wave Home Solutions with the most advanced purification technologies. Call Wave Home Solutions today at 1-866-979-9147 or go to bestwaternow.com. HydroCare will eliminate limescale that causes hundreds of dollars in damage to pipes and appliances without using salt. Well water will no longer smell or stain your fixtures. City water will be purified of harmful chlorine, lead, arsenic, and chemicals. Wave Home Solutions provides the cleanest, healthiest water at every faucet. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 1-866-979-9147, 1-866-979-9147, or go to bestwaternow.com. That's bestwaternow.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Good morning, I'm Brad Mitchell with a look at your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Team Ford of Navasota. It is 7:53. Starting with high school football, A&M Consolidated took down Bryan 28-14. Meanwhile, College Station maintains their undefeated record as they blanked Rudder 48-0. Navasota fell to Silsbee 35-14. Buffalo lost to Leon 29-22. And St. Joseph Catholic lost to Texas School for the Deaf 41-35. In A&M volleyball, 4 Texas A&M players recorded double-figure kills, but 9th-ranked Florida pulled away for a victory yesterday at Reed Arena. The loss snapped the Aggies' 5-match win streak as they fall to 17-7 overall and 5-2 in Southeastern Conference matches. Florida improves to 16-2 overall and 6-1 in SEC play after picking up its 4th consecutive straight victory. The Aggs return to the road as they next take on Georgia on Friday. In A&M soccer, the Aggies let a 1-0 lead slip away late in the second half, dropping a 2-1 decision to the Ole Miss Rebels Friday evening. The Aggies held the lead for 23 minutes before Ole Miss took advantage of a set piece in the 76th minute. The Aggies return to action Thursday as they host the Kentucky Wildcats at 6:30 p.m. Pre-game's at 6:15, and you can catch that game on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone 102.7 FM. Don't forget to catch the Coach G Show tonight at 7 o'clock on Willie 1550. In the NFL,
first and goal at the 4. I right formation. Smith shifts to I left. Play fake. Bootleg to the right. Dak to Beasley. Wide open with Sauce. Touchdown with Sauce for Beasley.
Rookie Dak Prescott threw for 247 yards and 3 touchdowns, and the Dallas Cowboys forced 4 turnovers in a 30-16 win over the Green Bay Packers in their dysfunctional offense Sunday. Prescott was 18 of 27, shaking off 2 fumbles and an interception to lead the Cowboys to their 5th straight win. The 5-1 Cowboys have a bye week this week, but next take on the Eagles Sunday, October 30th at 7:30 p.m. Meanwhile in Houston,
John Weeks will snap. Leckler will hold. Novak will try for the game winner. The snap is down. The kick is up. And it's good. The Texans win in overtime. They do it. They come back from 2 touchdowns down to beat Indianapolis. And Houston, we have a quarterback.
Not so sure about that. I think it was more due to Nick Novak's 33-yard field goal in overtime, which capped a remarkable Houston rally in a 26-23 win over Indianapolis. Brock Osweiler threw 2 touchdown passes in the final 3 minutes of regulation to rally the Texans from a 14-point deficit, which is the best he did. Here's Coach Bill O'Brien on the win.
This is a long season, and again, like I've said over and over again, I say it to the team the same way. It's a race to see who can improve the fastest and who can be the most consistent on a week-to-week basis.
The Texans next face the Broncos in Denver on Monday Night Football, October 24th at 7:30 p.m. Pre-game's at 7, and you can catch it on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone 102.7 FM. Elsewhere in the NFL, Steve Hauschka's 44-yard field goal with a minute 57 remaining capped the fourth-quarter comeback and gave the 4-1 Seahawks a 26-24 win over Atlanta. Russell Wilson led a 70-yard touchdown drive that got the Seahawks within a point before setting up Hauschka's game winner. Atlanta's Matt Ryan threw 3 touchdown passes in the third quarter to put the Falcons in the lead. On Monday Night Football tonight, the New York Jets take on Arizona at 7 o'clock. Pre-game's at 6:45, and you can catch that game on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone 102.7 FM. And in Major League Baseball,
here's a pitch. He lines it on into the glove of Utley, and the Dodgers hang on and win it 1-0 behind Clayton Kershaw and Kenley Jansen of 2 innings of spotless relief. This series is all even at a game apiece as the Dodgers head home for Game 3.
Clayton Kershaw defused the Cubs' bats, pitching the Dodgers to a 1-0 win in Game 2 of the NLCS. Adrian Gonzalez homered in the second inning off Chicago starter Kyle Hendricks to help tie the series at a game apiece. And now here's Kevin O'Connor.
Thank you, sir. It is indeed time to find out what's going on at Team Ford of Navasota. All the 2015 models must go. Ford is offering 0% financing on most models. First-time buyers, they've got several cars lined up for you, including a 2016 Ford Mustang. Only 12,000 miles, you can get it for $19,988. And to find out more, all you have to do is go to myteamford.com. Just a short drive down to Navasota. Meet up with the gang, and they will hook you up. And that is the deal of the day. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
It may seem early, but the holidays are approaching. This year, give the gift your family is sure to love. Let 2Video transfer and preserve your precious family films, videos, and photos in beautiful digital quality. We work with 8 and 16 millimeter film in almost all video formats. 2Video is located in South College Station and online at 2video.ws or call 690-6956 to set up an appointment. You created the memories. Let 2Video help preserve them.
What would you be able to do with 45 horses? With a John Deere 45 horsepower tractor from Sioux Falls Prater, you'll conquer every chore from moving bales to shredding pastures and more. And you'll save money. Get a 5045E for as low as $14,900. Plus, John Deere 5E tractors now come with a no-cost, industry-leading 5-year powertrain warranty. Get to cptractor.com today.
Offer ends 10/28/16. Restrictions apply. 5-year 2,000 hours, whichever comes first. See the limited warranty for new John Deere turf and utility equipment at dealer for details.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. God bless the IRS. They're just, they try so hard. They're doing everything they can. Do you remember back is back on September the 26th. We did a story about how they had done a raid in Kentucky, and they had found the gun that belonged to Al Capone.
Oh, right. Yeah. Yep.
And they were going to donate it to the Mob Museum in Las Vegas.
Yeah.